Hey y'all, welcome back to the Empowering the Future of Agriculture podcast with me, Carson Osteen. Today, I'm joined by the 2024-2025 East Tennessee State Vice President, Emily Whitehead. Emily, if you would like to introduce yourself, go ahead.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on today, Carson. Hi, I'm Emily Whitehead. I'm currently serving as the 2024-25 East Tennessee State Vice President. Like Carson said, I'm extremely proud for the opportunity to be able to represent Tennessee FFA and to be able to represent my chapter, William Blount FFA. Thank you so much for having me on today, and I'm so excited to talk a little bit more about FFA.
Awesome. So I have a handful of questions that I'm going to end up asking today. Some are regarding like your FFA experiences, upcoming convention, and a certain trip that you're going to be taking in the winter. So starting off, I ask this question to everybody that is on the podcast just to get a backstory from everybody, because everybody's FFA journey looks different. So I wanted to start off by asking, what has your FFA journey looked like over the years?
So I joined FFA for one pretty simple reason. My dad's the agriculture teacher at my high school, and I wanted to take some of his classes. When I was a freshman, my dad told me he would buy me my own jacket with my name on it and everything if I competed in the crude contest. So that's exactly what I did. It was a pretty weird year with the effects of COVID still going on. I had to do all three levels of the crude that I competed in via Zoom. Also, we didn't have FFA meetings at my school that year because of COVID, which meant that I could not be an officer. During my sophomore year, my love for public speaking created by the creed, I competed in my first year of the FFA public speaking contest at the Tennessee Valley Fair, which actually that was the first year that it was held at the fair, which is pretty cool. This led me to develop an even greater love for public speaking. And when one of the judges, Mr. Arnett, saw potential in me, he connected me with one of his former students, Katie McKinney, who at the time was serving as 2021-22 Tennessee FFA state reporter. She helped me learn the basics of public speaking, from the content of a speech to movement to even hand movements and the simple things of delivery. That year, I was serving as my chapter's reporter, and I also started our Facebook page. The next year, I served as my chapter's vice president. I continued expanding my horizons when it came to events and competitions, and I prepared to run for regional office. I was inspired by Katie McKinney's kindness and servant heart, so I knew that I wanted to be a state officer. And for my journey there, regional office was the next step. That year, I was elected as 2023-24 East Tennessee Regional Treasurer. That year, among other competitive events, I continued competing and prepared, earning my first place. I also started our chapter's Instagram page and was one of the leaders in restarting our chapter's annual banquets, which was really cool. That was a really incredible experience and a really incredible teamwork experience. Finally, my senior year, I served as chapter president. My officer team continued making impactful changes, such as starting my chapter's plow program. I made it my farthest in prepared. I won a proficiency at the regional level, and I was on top of the world. Driven by inspiration from many, including Katie and 2023-24 Tennessee FFA state reporter Maddie Rodell, I took on the task of preparing to run and running for state office. And that brings me here. I'm really thankful to have been able to spend the past almost 7 months of my FFA journey getting to know and serving the incredible members of Tennessee FFA.
That is absolutely crazy that it has been 7 months. It feels like it was yesterday, just, you know, sitting in the auditorium hearing y'all's eight names being called. Like, that's crazy that it's been that long ago. So, would you want to walk us through maybe the experience that you had as an East Tennessee regional officer?
Absolutely. So it all started with an interview in April 2023. It had been a busy day. That was a good thing, though. It kept me from worrying about the regional officer process all day. So I'd been competing in the Envirothon competition at the regional level. That's not an FFA contest, but it's kind of similar to, like, the ENR contest. It was our team's first time competing, and we won, actually, so I was in a pretty good mood by the time I got around to that interview. Later in April was the East Tennessee FFA Awards Banquet, where I was elected Regional Treasurer. We're pretty lucky in East because we don't have to wait too long for election. I know in Middle Tennessee, they have to wait, like, a month or so, But I think in West they get y'all get results pretty
Oh,
fast,
yeah,
and in
it's only two
East
hours over here.
that oh that's nice. But we had to wait a couple weeks. But hey, our first event was a get together at Topgolf. First, of course, we ate and we played golf, but then we made plans and schedules for the year. Then there was regional officer preparatory experience, or ROPE, led by the state officers. There's multiple purposes for this conference. The main ones are to develop teamwork skills, prepare regional officers for duties like facilitation, and to write and practice delivering the Green Hand Conference with the support of state officers and regional coordinators there. We helped with fair entries and prepared public speaking contest at the Tennessee Valley Fair. Something I found really fun was being able to be backstage and like see that part of the process, and also giving members pep talks and talking about speech topics. Also, I loved seeing a lot of familiar faces. Then we had a planning day for the Green Hand Conference at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, complete with some good old pizza and Mountain Dew. Next was the Green Hand Conference, which we held at Hardin Valley Academy. We had three workshops total. My teammates Isaac, who was the regional sentinel, and Garrett, the regional vice president, led a workshop on CDEs, LDEs, and SAEs. My teammates Andrea, the regional president, and Allie, the regional reporter, led a workshop on ag advocacy. And my teammate Abigail, the regional secretary, and I led a workshop on setting goals. It was a lot of fun. Some of our supporting activities included the marshmallow spaghetti tower game and a keep the balloon in the air game, which of course we connected back to setting goals. And after that, our next big event was the regional awards banquet. We ran over the script multiple times that day. Then during the banquet, we performed opening ceremonies, read off award recipients, and helped line up members to receive awards. It was definitely a bittersweet night having to retire, but the new team is incredible.
I know East Tennessee is in great hands with, I know y'all's team was really, really good, and the team now is phenomenal as well. It's always exciting to see everything that's going on the east side of the state. So, would you want to walk us through, I know we were just talking about regional office, would you want to walk us through the experience that you had, like, running for state office, and what have been some of your favorite things so far within the past 7 months?
Absolutely. So with state office prep, I started pretty early. I did prep courses. These are a great opportunity to practice interview skills. You get constructive feedback. You get to meet important adults in FFA and in the ag industry, and you get to meet your future teammates. So prep courses are actually where I met my teammates Lexi, Paige, Eli, and T-Wayne. I did as many interviews as possible with past state officers and FFA-involved people, either in real life, if they were able to do that, or via Zoom, because that's pretty convenient for everybody. I did a lot of studying. I have a gigantic notebook of materials, for example, from Farm Bureau. That's one that I study a lot. I signed up for their newsletter. It's great receiving those emails and reading over them. I answered practice questions on my own pretty much daily. Also, Quizlet is my absolute best friend. Like, if you ask me if I have a Quizlet, I probably do. So I have an Ag Facts Quizlet. I have an FFA History Quizlet. I have a Quizlet with like practice interview questions. So Quizlet was my best friend during that process. And also, I practiced like interviewing in the mirror and timing myself with questions. So either recording yourself or looking in the mirror is a really good opportunity to see like your facial expressions or what you're doing with your hands, your posture. And that shows you kind of what you can correct and like gives you the judge's view. So that's something I found. Those are like my beneficial things, but everybody has their own kind of route to practicing. My favorite things about being a state officer, definitely meeting people. At camp, you could pretty much always find me talking to somebody. I love talking to and getting to know members. I had so much fun hearing about everything from a member's favorite pet to their favorite books to their hobbies. And I've also enjoyed making connections with adults in FFA and in the ag industry. It's really interesting being able to hear their stories and their advice. I've loved being able to sit down with them at events. And another favorite thing was definitely camp. I love making lasting connections and memories. Also, I only went to camp once as a member, so it was really incredible to be able to spend 4 weeks there this past summer.
Yeah, camp is always like a highlight for I know so many members across Tennessee FFA, and I know it's always been something that I've looked forward to. I've been for 2 years, and I know I went my summer after freshman year. It was obviously like it was a lasting impact, my first time going, but like the impact that I had this past year with I know you, Sarah, Shelby, and Lexi, it was like a really lasting impact. I know I was in yours and Lexi's LPS sessions, and just having those workshop style things every single day was truly impacting to me, and I know so many others across Tennessee that went this year. So moving on to the future for state office, what are you looking forward to most with the rest of your year of service?
Definitely meeting more members. Like I said, I love yapping, and I love getting to know members and their passions. I'm looking forward to opportunities to help members. So, like Katie, who inspired me, I'm more than happy to help members with preparation for contests, projects, etc. I'm looking forward to some more chapter visits, for sure. I've had 7 of those so far, and they've all been amazing. It's really cool to be able to facilitate on kind of a smaller scale, definitely than camp. So it goes from like hundreds to maybe in the 20s, even the teens. So it's pretty cool to be able to do that. And also, this one's kind of random, but learning more about the geography of Tennessee. I've had the opportunity to do a lot of traveling and driving around the state, and I've learned a lot about where places are. And it's fun to be driving somewhere and say, hey, I know members from the FFA chapter around here.
Tennessee is like one of the most like diverse places like everywhere with like geography. It is insane 'cause like over here it's almost all flat. Almost. There's your random like, hills and everything, but nothing as, drastic as like East Tennessee or even the line between middle the line of Middle and East Tennessee. And that would be really, really cool to just, get to experience like the each different like part 'cause I've done a fair share of like driving around the state, just going to different vacation spots or just doing whatever, honestly. And it is, like I said, definitely something, else. So I know that National Convention actually is coming up really, really soon. So would you want to share what you're excited for about Nationals this year?
So, fun fact, I'm the only current Tennessee FFA state officer who's never been to National Convention before. So, this is going to be my first one. I just listened to your podcast yesterday, actually, about National Convention, and your first experience sounds a lot like mine. I know some about what to expect. I know it's going to be amazing. I know I'm going to see a lot of friends, including 2023-24 National Eastern Region Vice President Morgan Anderson, who's RA I'm really looking forward to. I know that I'm going to be a delegate, and I know that I'm going to a rodeo. But although I've heard the numbers, I think I still can't comprehend just how many FFA members will be there. I'm looking forward to seeing people who I've connected with throughout my time in FFA, including fellow Tennessee FFA members, national FFA officers, and state officers from other associations. And I'm definitely looking forward to hearing some retiring addresses. I'm an absolute nerd. I've literally went on YouTube and looked up National FFA, and I've watched retiring addresses. So I'm excited to see some like in person, and it'll definitely be bittersweet knowing these officers so well. And I'm also excited to see the business side of how National FFA is conducted while serving as a delegate.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that does like go back and watch like the most random videos from stuff like that. So randomly I get on the FFA like Vimeo thing and I'll go back and watch sessions. No clue why. I just will. Like I'll go through and sit and watch the 2 hour sessions like randomly. And like you said about like how interested you are with the retiring addresses, like I can vouch for that too. I sat through I think all 8 of them for the state officers last year. And it was truly like I think I said it on the episode I published yesterday. Like it's insane how powerful they are and or empowering they are. and the impact that it did that it does leave on you. And I know you were mentioning the seeing the numbers of FFA members, and it can kind of get scary at sometimes because it is easy to lose your people. It is a lot. I know we had 74,000 maybe last year. That sounds about right. And I know it'll probably be even more this year. It is honestly crazy seeing that many Blue Jackets in downtown Indianapolis in, you know, in the middle or at the end of October, and I'm truly excited to see that part. So I know you were mentioning serving as the national get a national delegate this year. Would you want to share a little bit about what you expect to get out of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of us delegates are going to be involved with kind of smaller groups creating proposals for changes that National FFA can make in the following years. So from that, I'm definitely expecting to get like a greater understanding of the work that goes into making changes for FFA, but also making new friendships and connections because we're going to be working alongside other state officers. We're going to be working alongside members from other states who are serving as delegates. So I think it's going to be really cool being able to see the perspectives that different states have and to just be able to combine those with my own experiences in order to make changes that will benefit everyone in FFA. And of course, I'm also looking forward to just a greater understanding of the scale of FFA, like we were saying with the numbers. And to just making fun memories while there.
Yeah, so that is, I think, the last question I have for nationals regarding nationals as a whole. But I'm truly excited to go. Like, I know last year's was pretty good. It was freezing cold is all I really like. That's one of the main things I remember. We came up on Halloween, and there was people trick-or-treating in downtown Indianapolis, and it was snowing. And you know, I was thinking about it, and I was like, if that ever happened in Tennessee, I never, I nobody would know what to do. And so, yeah. So I know that the state officers do have an upcoming conference coming up. So would you want to share a little bit about Cultivate and Emerge?
Absolutely. So Cultivate and Emerge is two conferences that go on at the same time. They're both held at camp. Cultivate is directed toward 9th and 10th graders, while Emerge is more towards 11th and 12th graders. The workshops in these conferences teach leadership, people, and life skills. They can be applied not only to FFA, but to pretty much anything. The theme this year is Navigate Your Journey, which branches right off of our camp theme of Adventure Awaits. I'm really excited to be able to help members create plans and goals for their futures in FFA and in life, and to help them recognize and hone their skills. Also, we're doing a glow dance, so of course that's gonna be fun. I always love the dances at camp every week, and I can promise you that we will have just as fantastic of a playlist, of course. I'm also really excited to have one-on-one conversations with members during downtime and meal times, and to generally be able to meet more members from across the state. I know it'll be a great weekend filled with fun memories and opportunities, so I truly encourage everybody who's in FFA to come.
I've always wanted to go to like a Cultivate slash or Cultivate and Emerge kind of conference, and you know, I was so close to, you know, calling up my advisor and saying, "Hey, let's go this year." So I actually did, and I looked at my calendar a few seconds later and realized, "Oh my gosh, I'll be in UT for a or I'll be at Knoxville for a football game," and I was like punching air. So like I was so sad that I'm not gonna be able to go, but I know that so many members will end up taking so much from that. I mean, I think I saw the pictures from last year's conference, and it was like it looked really, really fun for all the members. So, yeah. So you and a few other or a handful of the actual state officers are going to be going to a international leadership seminar for state officers in the winter. Would you want to share a little bit about what you're looking forward to with that experience?
Absolutely. So ILSSO, like you said, stands for International Leadership Seminar for State Officers. Basically, it allows 75 current and past state officers to learn about global agriculture and to gain cultural awareness. I'm very thankful that six of my teammates and I were selected as part of that 75. This year, we're going to Spain and Portugal. I've never been out of the country before, so I'm really excited to do so for the first time. This is a year of new experiences. Like I said earlier, this will be my first time at National Convention. State Officer Summit in Washington, D.C. was my first time ever flying, actually, and my first time in D.C. So just new experiences all around, and I'm really excited. I'm excited to be able to spend time with six of my other teammates who are going, and for the opportunity to connect with state officers and past state officers from other associations. I'm looking forward to learning about agriculture in Spain and Portugal and how their practices compare to those in the US. I am looking forward to an opportunity to practice my Spanish and Portuguese. I took 1.5 years of Spanish in high school, and I'm completely new to Portuguese, so Duolingo is really coming in handy. I'm excited to try some Spanish and Portuguese cuisine, and I'm excited to kind of observe the day-to-day lives of the citizens in these countries.
Yeah, following along on all of the all six of the accounts of the state officers that are going, it's truly exciting to see that y'all are gonna go and experience like the vast agricultural opportunities there are in Spain and in Portugal. I know that it looks way different than over here in the United States, and it's gonna be truly exciting to follow along with everything that you guys are gonna be doing over there. So I know you mentioned State Officer Summit in Washington, D.C., that you and the other seven state officers attended over the summer. Would you want to share a little bit about your experience going there?
Sure. So with State Officers Summit, we were trained mostly on agricultural advocacy skills in our workshops. So just discussing like how we can be advocates, why to be advocates, what advocacy means to us. So that was really cool. But to me, what was very impactful was just being able to meet other people. So I was able to make some really cool connections with other state officers. Like, for example, Sarah, who is one of the state vice presidents for Michigan FFA, we connected really well and we keep up in conversation. And there's just multiple others that I had really incredible conversations with. And it was a cool experience to learn about how other states do things. So, when I was talking to Izzy, who's a state officer for New Mexico, she told me that New Mexico actually has an entomology CDE contest, which is really cool to me because I want to be an entomologist in the future. So I was like, that's maybe something for Tennessee FFA to consider in the future, maybe possibly. So I think it was just really cool to have the opportunity to be able to talk to members from other, well, state officers from other associations, and to be able to learn about what makes their states unique.
And like I was saying earlier, I follow along with a lot of the stuff that you guys are doing, and I know that there was a bunch of other state officers that were also posting that I follow along with their stuff too, and it was truly exciting to see all that y'all were taking from that experience and to, well, all the stuff that y'all are taking to bring back to Tennessee FFA. I know that, I don't know if it was directly a thing that was mentioned at like State Officer Summit this past year, like not this year but the year before, but I know that Tennessee FFA saw that there was people or other chat or other state associations rather across the country that are doing like an ag education CDE or ag education competition, and it's something that I've seen on a handful of the things that Tennessee FFA might be doing at state this year, and that's truly something exciting to see that we're able to take all of these things that other states are doing and then make it Tennessee FFA's kind of like way, I guess you could say. So I know I have a few more questions that are just regarding FFA as a whole. So the first one is going to be like, what are some of your favorite things about FFA?
Definitely the community has to be my favorite thing. So I've talked about like connecting with people a lot. FFA has the absolute best people around, and it's hard not to feel at home in FFA. My first real view of the community of FFA was at the Tennessee Valley Fair Prepared Contest. Although everybody was competing against one another, everyone was extremely reassuring and supportive, which was just really incredible to me as like my first big view of what FFA was. Another instance that stands out to me is that before the sub-regional level of prepared public speaking last year, Gracie Johnson, a member from the Sequatchie County FFA chapter, prayed for all of us before the contest. She didn't have to pray for her competitors, but she did. And that kindness really stood out to me. And then going along with community kind of is like friendships have been one of my favorite things. So my current officer team, past officer teams, members who I've met at events, a lot of these friendships wouldn't have happened without FFA. I mean, I know my current officer team, we're from all across the state, and I would not have met half of them if we were not on this team together. So that's pretty cool to think about. And another friendship that really stands out to me is at my first prepared public speaking contest. That contest has just had a big impact on me. But at my first one, I had the opportunity to connect with Patience Matthews from the Greenback FFA chapter, and I'm really thankful for our friendship that has continued over the years. She is one of the absolute kindest and most hardworking people I know. She actually organized a regional officer like mini prep course for Greenback and William Blount FFA members recently. And that's just another example of how incredible FFA members are. And also, another thing I'm really thankful for is the changes FFA has made in my life. It has brought me so much confidence, leadership skills, speaking skills, teamwork skills, problem-solving skills, even career and college readiness. My plant science class, for example, reminds me a lot of the nursery landscaping CDE. As for confidence and speaking skills, I truly don't think middle school or freshman me would be able to record this podcast or would be able to speak in the capacity that I do at events or chapter visits.
Yeah, FFA as a whole is like I usually put it as a like way of like saying that there's so many doors that will be opened with FFA. It only is a matter of if you decide to take that very not very big step, but there's some steps along the way that might be, you know, bigger than others. And so if you take those steps, you never know what you will get out of it, but it's always going to be something that's good with FFA. You're never going to walk away from something and be like, I should have not done that. It was, you know, I mean, you can go and place last in a competition and then still find a way to make that something bright. Like, I'm speaking from experience, placing last in something is, you know, just it's something, but it doesn't like dictate who you are as a member or as a person as a whole. So I have actually just one more question, unfortunately. So I like to end out with this question because it's one at the very end of the podcast. This is if anybody's going to remember something, it's going to be something that they heard towards the end. So what would you tell a student that is hesitant to get involved in FFA?
I would tell them about just how incredible FFA is and that this organization has something for just about everyone. I would give a personal story about how FFA has shaped me into who I am today. Between competitive events and officer roles, I've gained leadership skills, speaking skills, college readiness skills that I can see reflected in everyday life. For example, I went from dreading giving presentations in class to being excited to do so. I went from keeping to myself at my first LDE to spending my last LDE conversing with members from other chapters on topics like the upcoming state convention, their agroscience fair projects, and more. I've seen a truly incredible transformation in my life, and I've created lifelong memories and friendships. So I would encourage anyone who is hesitant to join to just try FFA for a semester. You'll probably find that you like it.
Awesome. So I've truly enjoyed having you on the podcast today, Emily. I've truly enjoyed being able to have your story shared with so many others that listen to this podcast. So unfortunately, like I said, that is all that I have for this episode. Are there any like closing remarks that you'd like to give before we end it?
Just thank you so much for this opportunity, Carson. This was really cool. I never would have imagined myself being on a podcast. So I'm just really thankful for you taking the time to do this and giving the opportunity.
Of course. So, like I said, thank you again for being on the podcast. And that is all that I have for this week, guys. I will see y'all back, I think, in 2 weeks for the next episode. Thank y'all for listening.